يعطي حياتي قرآن.
You are listening to season 10, episode 2.
اشرح صدري قرآن، املأ قلبي قرآن.
بسم الله، الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We are delighted to welcome you all back to our podcast 40 Hadith of Imam Nawawi series. Before we delve into today's audio, let me just mention something very important, my dear sisters. As we have said in the last audio, this book, that is 40 Hadith of Imam Nawawi, is widely available in printed forms as well as available for free on the internet, sisters. So please do purchase your copies or download the e-books. Why I'm saying this? Well, it's a book that every household must have, should be read and understood. Having said that, let's move on to the very first hadith of this book, which was narrated on the authority of Amirul Mu'mineen Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. He said that our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إنما الأعمال بالنية وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى فمن كانت هجرته إلى الله ورسوله فهجرته إلى الله ورسوله ومن كانت هجرته لدنيا يصيبها أو إلى امرأة ينكهها فهجرته إلى ما هاجر إليه. Now let me give you the translation of this hadith. That's our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, surely all actions are but driven by intentions. And verily, every man shall have but that which he intended. Thus, he whose migration was for Allah and his messenger, then his migration was for Allah and his messenger. And he whose migration was to achieve some worldly benefits or to take a woman in marriage, his migration was for that which he migrated. Subhanallah, many scholars of Islam have given tremendous importance to this very hadith, my dear sisters. Further, it's the very first hadith in many books written by different scholars, as in this book of Imam Nawawi's. Even it is the very first hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, which is the most authentic book in Islam after the glorious Quran. Subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to tell us and wanted to understand that the intention, that is the niyyah, is the more profound, more important than the action itself. In a sense, this hadith explains the importance of the niyyah, the intention. This hadith is so precise and to the point because it speaks about the life in a nutshell. It gives a bigger overview or bigger picture of Islam, sisters. I think giving another hadith regarding intention would inshallah make this point very clear with the permission of Allah. So once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever intended to perform a good deed, but he or she didn't do it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards the person with a complete good deed. And let's say if he or she ended up in performing that deed, subhanallah, Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam said, then Allah writes 10 hasanats, 10 rewards up to 700 times. And if Allah wish, he reward the person with many folds and multiples. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, sisters, the next part of the hadith is more interesting and mind-boggling, sisters. Imagine a person, sisters, who intended to perform an evil deed, but he didn't do it because of being conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, you know what Allah does? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Rabb, he rewards him with a complete good deed. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine, sisters? The hadith continues. If that person intended to do an evil and ended up in committing the sin, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes down as only one evil deed. Subhanallah, how important the niyyah is. We should understand and realize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the intention and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards for it than the action itself. We all know in Islam every action of ours related to ibadah necessitate intention. Let it be the prayer, fasting, zakah or sadaqah, all necessitate intention, sisters. I'm sure that we all are aware of it. But if I said, in our deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has facilitated and made easy for us to earn rewards For each and every action we do, like eating, sleeping, studying, cooking, looking after our children, taking care of our household, you name it, sisters. Would you believe me? Do you want to know how, sisters? It's so simple. It's all to do with our intention. It's all to do with our niyyah, sisters. If we do all our day-to-day actions and chores, which are halal, and couple them with the intention of doing it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to earn the pleasure of Allah, then yes, of course, inshallah, Allah is enough to reward us. How simple and easy it is. This way, we can make these actions a form of ibadah. So, what is ibadah, sisters? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, in chapter number 51, verse number 56, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I did not create the jinn and mankind except to worship me. From this ayah, we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the purpose of our creation is to worship Him alone throughout our life. There are forms of established acts of worship like salah, sawm, zakah, hajj, etc. But as I have mentioned earlier, each and every act which we overlook in our lives can be turned into an act of worship. It's by having the proper intention. That's the intention to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me tell you an example, sisters. As women, we are more conscious of our health, beauty and body. Aren't we, sisters? So we pay more attention to those elements and factors that can harm our health, body and beauty. Hence, we try our best to avoid those things that are harmful. In other words, to be fit and healthy, we try to study and understand what are not healthy and harmful. Same way, if we apply this principle to our spiritual health, to our hearts, we will understand much of this concept of having a true ikhlas. What are the effects of having intentions that are not really to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone? Let me give you an example, sisters. Let's say you start to pray with an intention of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. In a room where no one is there, then all of a sudden your mom or your sister or your friend or a colleague enter the room. Then this feeling of showing off enters your heart slowly. So you try to put extra effort to beautify your prayer. Do every single position of the salah in a perfect manner. You try to beautify your recitation. You know, sisters, this act of showing off corrupts your initial intention of pleasing Allah alone. It's now diverted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the person next to you. You know what is this one called, sisters? This is called riya. So what is riya? It is the corrupt in your intention and changing it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to someone or something else. Subhanallah, it's a grave sin. It's called a minor shirk. I hope that we understood that by learning the opposite of having a pure intention, we can understand what are the effects of corrupt intentions. So my sisters in Islam, please make sure that you educate yourselves with sahih or authentic knowledge from the Quran and the Sunnah. Not only that, constantly check whether your intentions are pure. It's like you check your weight constantly in a weight loss process or constantly checking the taste of the food while cooking. We have to check more and more of our own intentions. At the same time, we have to make dua so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will clean our hearts. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in an authentic narration that the minor shirk like riya or showing off is more hidden than the crawling of an ant. Do you realize, sisters, if an ant crawl on the floor next to where you're standing? Subhanallah. Our Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the minor shirk like riya or showing off is more hidden than that. Further, our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught a dua to protect from minor shirk. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika wa ana a'lam wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from knowingly associating partners with you, and I seek your forgiveness for that which I do not know. This dua should be memorized and frequently said with a conscious heart, and also try to teach it to others, my dear sisters. Inshallah, we will be posting the dua in our Vihia and We Obey Ladies Only Halakha groups along with this podcast. Coming back to the hadith, many of the scholars have said about this hadith, sisters. If you look at Imam Abu Dawud, He said, this hadith is one half of Islam. Subhanallah. If you look at what Shafi rahimahullah said, he said, it encompasses half of the knowledge. Subhanallah. Indeed, they have made profound statements about this hadith. So please be extra careful in all the actions you do. Have a proper niyyah, that is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And constantly remind yourself and those whom around you, inshallah. With the nasiha, I am winding up today's podcast. Inshallah, hoping to meet you all with the second hadith next week. Until then, stay tuned with us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. لا يا ولا يا وبذا يسمو إيماني.